In this bulletin, the federal government considers emergency payments to workers impacted by Victoria's extended lockdown, Israeli opposition parties form a coalition government, and in sport, Australian Ayla Tomljanović crashes out of the French Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria has recorded three new local coronavirus cases, bringing the number of infections in the state's current outbreak to 63. The state had another record day of testing with over 57,000 tests in the 24 hours to midnight on Wednesday. The Chief Health Officer has confirmed that the easing of regional restrictions will occur as planned tonight, which means lifting of stay-at-home and travel restrictions. And Victorians impacted by the coronavirus lockdown could be offered payments similar to Commonwealth cash distributed after fires and floods. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is considering a disaster and emergency style payment scheme following an extension of the lockdown across Melbourne. He's told Channel 7 targeted assistance is being considered.
We'll have more to say in due course, but we do recognise that with the extension of the lockdown in Victoria, there is a need, and there is obviously a lot of pain that families and businesses have been going through.
Some 209 Australian children remain stranded in India. Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade's Lynette Waters told a Senate estimates hearing in Canberra officials are working hard to bring them home. Australia has facilitated 8 repatriation flights from India since a travel ban was lifted last month, but Qantas doesn't allow children to fly unaccompanied on such flights. Ms. Wood says there will be other 3 flights available this month, all of which are sold out. DFAT was unable to confirm how many flights would be scheduled for July, with plans still being finalised. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says it's still unclear how protected the population would be against a surge of COVID-19 cases should lockdown end as planned later this month. Mr. Johnson has previously warned that the swift spread of the variant, first identified in India, could derail plans to end England's COVID-19 restrictions on the 21st of June. He says he'll be cautious in lifting coronavirus restrictions.
We always said that the unlocking steps that we've taken would lead to increases in infection. What we need to work out is to what extent the vaccination program has protected enough of us, particularly the elderly and vulnerable, against a new surge. And there, I'm afraid, the data is just still ambiguous.
Israeli opposition parties have reached agreement on forming a coalition government ahead of a midnight deadline. Yair Lapid's Yesh Atid party has announced an 8-faction coalition. It needs to win a confidence vote in parliament before the new government can be sworn in. President Reuven Rivlin has asked for the vote to take place as soon as possible. It would bring an end to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's 12 years in office. NASA is to return to Venus after decades of exploring other worlds. The space agency has announced 2 new robotic missions to the solar system's hottest planet. One will analyse the planet's atmosphere in an attempt to determine whether it had ever had an ocean, and the other will map the planet's surface. NASA's new administrator, Bill Nelson, says the missions will launch sometime around 2028 to 2030.
These 2 sister missions both aim to understand how Venus became an inferno-like world capable of melting lead at the surface. They will offer the entire science community the chance to investigate a planet we haven't been to in more than 30 years.
In the tennis now, Australian Ayla Tomljanović is out of the French Open after losing in the second round. She was beaten 6-2, 6-3 by Russian Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, former world number one Serena Williams, and Czech player Markéta Vondrousová through to the third round. See what the weather's doing today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, 31. In Adelaide, showers developing, 17. Much the same for Melbourne. Partly cloudy day in Hobart, 16. Showers increasing, 14 for the capital. In Wollongong, rain developing, 19. Much the same for Newcastle and Sydney. In Brisbane, showers tending to rain, 22. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 28. And sunny for Darwin, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.